Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply a breath of fresh air. A breath of fresh air. I challenge you this week, my friends, to go outside and open your arms out wide and take a big, deep breath. Inhale as strongly as you can, hold it for a moment, and exhale. What you've done then is just taken a breath of fresh air. Now, hopefully you're in an environment where the air is fresh, and if so, that breath of fresh air can work wonders for you physically. Research studies have shown that those who inhale fresh air more frequently are going to have healthier lungs, a better respiratory system, you name it, the list goes on. And just like fresh air is essential to physical health, in business, the air formula is critical to both entrepreneurial and corporate success. Today, we're going to outline 3 key components to keep your business fresh. Yes, my friends and neighbors, no one wants a stale environment. You've walked into a room before and you smelled a stench, or it was stuffy and the people that were already in the room seemed to be okay with it because they had gotten accustomed to it. But because you were accustomed to breathing fresh air, you immediately recognized when you walked into a place that didn't have fresh air in the room. By the same token, my friends, when you're in business, it's important to infuse cultures with fresh air. And that fresh air is going to make sure that individuals excel and advance like never before. Let's begin with our AIR acronym. The A reminds us of the importance of aspiration. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fresh aspirations. How fresh are your dreams, your goals, your visions, and your missions? They should all be fresh at all times. Not that the former aspirations don't matter, but the vision should be expanded and refined periodically. Now, you may be wondering, how do I positively impact and create fresh aspiration in my environment? Great question. Aspiration is most affected by association. Yes, my friends and neighbors, aspiration is most impacted or affected by association. See, the people we surround ourselves with typically determines what type of visions and goals and aspirations we have. For example, many years ago, Harvey Firestone of Firestone Tires, Thomas Edison, and Henry Ford all had summer homes right next door to one another. They spent the summers together communicating and sharing ideas and visions. It's no wonder why these 3 individuals were pioneers of business success in America. And it happens the same way in athletics. You can see someone that's on the team of a great athlete and they end up becoming better themselves. And yes, my friends and neighbors, it also has an importance in business today, because if you're around individuals with goals and ambition and drive and desire, it's going to spark something on the inside of you that creates new visions, new aspirations. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, ask yourself, who is pushing me to a greater vision? Who is pushing me to a higher calling? Those who are surrounded by Martin Luther King back in the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement had a passion for equality and justice that still flames strong today. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, one person, one association can make the difference in our lives. I challenge you to find that one, that two, those people who can make sure that you have fresh aspirations. The I in our AIR formula reminds us of the importance of innovation. This is the process of creating new ideas, new systems, new processes, and new formulas. Yes, my friends, whereas aspirations are our dreams, innovations are actually ideas that you're creating. These are processes that you look at and say, what can I do to make this better? Creativity or innovation is most impacted by determination. The hungrier we are, the more likely we are to be creative. Some of the greatest recipes were born out of someone's hunger. In Texas, we've got a dish called nachos. And all it is tortilla chips with melted cheddar cheese. That's it. And now people have gone to the next level and they've added chili to it and jalapeno peppers and you name it. It's become a magnificent dish that was born out of someone's hunger. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your determination will spark a new level of creativity in your life. How determined are you to reach your goals and your visions? How determined are you to actually achieve the aspirations you desire? If you're determined, then you're going to create the systems or the processes, the formulas or the steps to make those things come about. Finally, my friends, that R in our air formula reminds us of fresh renovation. Yes, this is simply the art of fixing the broken pieces. And this is most impacted by evaluation. We've all seen those home improvement shows, my friends. Those home improvement shows will show somebody walking into a house that's broken down and it has this wrong with it and that wrong with it and the carpet's outdated, the wallpaper's old, everything about it needs to be restored or renovated. And they go in and they tear down, they don't destroy the whole house, they just go and modernize it. And sometimes, my friends, in business, all we need to do is modernize some of the broken pieces to repair them if we can. If there are people on our teams that have lost their way, so to speak, it's our job to renovate or restore those individuals. If there are areas where weaknesses can be exposed, it's our job to tighten those things up. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know that home improvement show I was talking to you about, they'll show you the before and after, and the after is immaculate. Not that the old was so bad, but the renovation is so magnificent. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you today to breathe a breath of fresh air. Yes, my friends and neighbors, follow the air formula and you will succeed every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.